day, not only in terms of halacha, but also in terms of hashkafa. Obviously, the significance of the day is well known of what it means for us in Klal Yisrael. I want to share with you a very, very interesting discussion by Rav Tal, Rav Shmuel Tal, who's here, the Rosh Yeshiva in Tardachayim here in Yad Binyamin. And he has in his sefer Tal Chaim on Pesach, which came out just new last year, a really, really interesting discussion. Again, Rav Tal, by the way, is a very, as we know here, but just to anybody who listens to this who does not know, Rav Tal is a very, very interesting hashkafa. His yeshiva came from Gush Katif. Originally, he was Dati Lumi, you know, Hesder yeshiva style, and basically at some point along the way, he changed his approach, and now he, you know, basically takes a more Haredi approach to the day of Yom HaTzmut, for various reasons, which we're not going to get into now. Basically, he just feels that the state of Israel and the government is not really what it should be and had, you know, what could be in terms of a religious context to this country. But whatever the case is, he has a really interesting idea here, which I think is very, very relevant for us, where he discusses in his sefer on Pesach, the Haftorah of Chol Moed Pesach, which, if you remember, is basically the whole prophecy of Yechezkel about the dry bones. Okay, just open up to Yechezkel Perek Lamed Zion. So we're not going to read the whole thing inside, but just summarize for you some of the highlights here. Basically, what Rav Tal does is he analyzes the significance of this piece in the Navi. Basically, what happened was, as you may remember, so Yechezkel says, Haytal Ayat Hashem, the hand of God was on me, and Hashem took me, and he put me down right in the middle of a valley which was filled with bones. Okay?
Lamed Zion?
Yeah, Lamed Zion, Pasuk Aleph. Okay, thanks. So again, you can look on if you have another Tanakh. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. I'm just going to sort of skim it just because we have so much time. Basically, what happened was, is there's a few things that happened here. The first thing he says, Ben Adam, Hashem asks Yechezkel, Ben Adam, that was Hashem's name for Yechezkel, that's what he called him. Are these bones going to live again? What's he supposed to answer, you know? So what is the answer? He says, Hashem Elokim Atayadat. He says, Hashem, what do I know? You know. And then he says, okay, he says, prophesize about these bones, says Hashem to Yechezkel, and say to them, say to these dry bones, listen to Hashimu Dvar Hashem, Hineni Meviachem Bachem Ruach V'chiyetem. I'm going to bring to you a spirit, and you're going to live. You're going to be alive again. I'm going to give you Gidim, okay, V'aliti Lechem Basar, again, flesh, and I have you translate Gidim, sinews, I think is the correct translation, Karotei Lechem Or, I'm going to give you skin, V'anatati Bachem Ruach, spirit, and you're going to live. Okay? Vidatem ken Hashem. You're going to know that I'm Hashem. And then Yechezkel says, I did what I was told to do. And then what happened next? Suddenly, hinei rash v'tikrivat samot. Suddenly there was a noise. There was a loud noise. And the bones started moving towards each other. Etzem el etzem. And then he says, and then I see, Yechezkel says, and then suddenly the gidim come, the basar, the flesh, and the skin all comes. V'ruach ein b'hem, but there's still no spirit yet. And then he says, Hashem says to him, He navel haruach, prophesies to the ruach, and basically say to the ruach, Hashem says, come ruach, come in and basically make life out of these bones. I'm paraphrasing. Okay, and then he says, that's what I said, and then vatavo b'hem haruach v'yichyu, and then basically they came back to life again. They came by amdu al raglehem, chil gadol meod meod. They stood up on their feet, a large, large group of people. Okay. And Yechezkel is told by Hashem, he says, what are these? He says, these bones, Hatzamot Ha'ila Kol Be'i Yisraelim, and this represents the Jewish people. They are standing, Yavshu Atzmotenu, Avdatikotenu. The Jews say, our bones are dry, we've lost all hope. This is what the Jews say in Galus, in Bavel. So he says, tell them, Ani Potech Et Kivrotechem, I'm opening your graves, and I'm going to take you out of your graves, he says. And I'm going to bring you, Ve'veti Atzchem Al Adma Yisrael, I'm going to bring you to the land of Israel. And then he says, "Vidatem kenei Hashem." You're going to know that I'm Hashem when I open up your graves, etc., etc. And then, "Vanatati ruchi b'chem v'chitem." I'm going to put my spirit inside of you, and you're going to live, says Hashem to Bnei Israel through Yechezkel. "Vinatiat chamal b'chem," and I'm going to place you on your land. "Vidatem kenei Hashem," and you're going to know that I'm Hashem. "Dibarti v'asiti." I have spoken and I have done. Wow. So Rav Tal says, if you look at this, it's very, very interesting. Okay, a few points that Rav Tal raises very, very briefly here. Okay, he says, number one, if you look at the first part of the Nevuah, it's there's stages. It doesn't all happen at once. Okay, he says, number one, first he says that I'm going to put on Gidim, and then I'm going to put on Basar, and Or, and Ruach, but then it didn't happen right away. Okay, first the Atzamot went, Etzem el Etzem. Okay, first the bones came together, and then Yechezkel says, then I saw the flesh came, and the skin came, and still there was no Ruach. And then Hashem tells him again, prophesies that the Ruach should come in. And Yechezkel did it, and then the Ruach came. So Rav Tal asks, why were there different stages here? Why did Yechezkel, number one, why does Yechezkel have to say anything? Why can't it just happen by itself? Okay. Number two, why does he have to do it in stages? Why does it have to be first the bones come together, and then the Ruach, and then the Gidim and the Basar? And then afterwards, Yechezkel prophesies again and tells him specifically that the Spirit should come in. So basically what Rav Tal says, again, I'm shortening this very, you know, greatly here, but just to get the main points. Rav Tal says, basically what's going on here is what the Navi says. Okay, this is the symbolism for Klai Yisrael's Geula. Okay, again, at the time that it was happening, it was for the Geula from Bayit Rishon into Bayit Sheni, but certainly many of these things can be relevant for us as well. So Rav Tal says this is the symbolism of our Geula as well. The first thing to note here is that what the people said is still true today. The people said in the Nimshal, the second half where they describe what the Jews said, it said, Yavshua Tzmotenu, our bones are dry. Avdat Tikvatenu, we've lost our hope. And this was true in Klai Yisrael until, you know, 50, 60 years ago, maybe even 100 years ago, whatever it was, that people felt in Gullus, people felt, when is the Mashiach going to come? When is anything going to happen? Nothing's happening. We're dry. We're finished. We're done, especially during the Holocaust time. We're finished. So Rav Tal says that's where Yechezkel went wrong also, when Yechezkel answered Hashem, when Hashem asked him, are these bones going to live? And Yechezkel says, only you know Hashem. And Rav Tal says, again, you could disagree with it, but Rav Tal says, Yechezkel should have answered, no, not you know Hashem. Yes, I have emunah that's going to happen. He says the point of this is this section is to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yechezkel is being taught here. That's what the people are being taught here. They lost all their hope. Yechezkel himself, this was the time period that basically Nevuah was dying out. They were in Bavel at this time. It was during the time period, right around the time of Zechariah, Rav Tal points out. There's a few similar psukim in Zechariah as well. Let's talk about this theme a little bit. And there wasn't much Nevuah left. And the people were saying, this is the end, we're done. And Hashem is saying, no, it's not the end. It may be the end of Nevuah because you don't have the crystal clear perspective on HaKadosh Baruch anymore, but it's not the end. You're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Yechezkel was supposed to say. He was supposed to say, no, we have Emunah, I have Emunah, that Hashem, you will make this happen. If you ask me, are the bones going to live? The answer should have been yes. And by the way, the Medrash says that. The Medrash says that Yechezkel was criticized for his answer. In any case, Rav Tal basically says, what's the point of doing the different stages? I mean, if the point here is about the Emunah and the redemption of Klal Yisrael, so basically, what he says here is that we learn from here that the idea is the following. Okay, he says that the Geula takes stages. Okay, it doesn't happen all at once. He says that it has to happen part by part. And just because people start coming back to Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean that the spirit is there yet. You can have the people without the ruach, and you can have, you know, the bones without the flesh. Step by step, little by little, that's basically how it happens. So he points out here as well, in addition to that, together with that, he points out also, why did Yechezkel himself have to make the prophecy? Meaning, why did Hashem say to Yechezkel, you should be Minaveh, you should prophesize? Why didn't Hashem just make it happen on his own? And number two, why, after Yechezkel made the prophecy, the bones themselves, Yechezkel didn't move the bones. Okay, he prophesized, but he didn't move the bones. The bones moved themselves. The bones actually move themselves. So Rav Tal suggests that basically what's going on here is that the Jewish people and the bones themselves, and Yechezkel as part of the Jewish people, they have to take an active role in their Geula. Now read you the really nice line here, the way he says it. He says that this is the message that's hidden in the answer of Hashem to Yechezkel. He says, Banai hayikarim, my dear children, atzmotechem kadesha tifrachna. Okay, your bones will flower like grass, v'otakumu v'tichyu, and you will yet get up and live. It's dependent on you. Lurak taminu, if you would only believe, the tip alu and be active l'man gulatchem for your own redemption. Ulam alechem lachnimeitem, you have to internalize for yourselves very well. Ki kol yeshuatchem eina ela mikochi hanasuch bachem. It's my power in you. Meaning what? So basically, again, this is what he develops more. We're not going to read everything inside. Basically, what he says is that there's two sections here. It's what's called itzaruto dulatata, the lower level of inspiration of arousal of the people, and it's a ruta de la elo of the upper level of inspiration from Hashem. And basically what he says is that it's got to be both. Meaning the point of Yechezkel prophesizing and of the bones coming together on their own is that the Jews have to take an active role in their redemption. Okay, it's not just going to happen by itself. And this is so true through history, as we've seen over the past 100 years, and our salvation, by the way, pointed this out as well. This is when he switched his hashkafa. He used to be on the on the more Haredi side, on the Aguda Yisrael side of Hashkafa, of what to do with, you know, this with Israel, etc., etc. And at some point along the way in the 1940s, he basically switched over to Mizrahi. And people asked him, why did you switch? Meaning that we should come and populate the state of Israel, and it's a good thing. And he basically said, basically, history paskin like, you know, like Mizrahi. What is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin like Mizrahi. What did he mean? He meant it's clear from the development of history that Hashem wants us to be a part of our own Geula. It's not just going to happen by itself. We have to come and do it. Okay? And that's, by the way, some of the people say that was maybe why the state is as it is today, which is somewhat religious, but not really religious. It's because so many religious people didn't come from Europe at the time. Yes, they had excuses. There were reasons. They were scared that the whole thing was secular. They didn't know what it was going to be. But at the same time, had there been more religious people that came, maybe the state would be more religious right now. Could be. We don't know. But anyway, that's the point that he hammers home here, that we really have to be a part in our own Geula. But at the same time, we have to remember that what Hashem says at the end of the parasha here, he says, Hashem says, I'm the one who did it. Okay? Ani potech, I'm the one who's opening up your graves. Vidatem ki ani Hashem. You should know that I am Hashem. I'm the one who does. He says three times here, Vidatem ki ani Hashem. Dibarti v'asiti. I did it. You have to start. It's your active role, but I'm the one who's making it happen. And this is, and Rav Tal points this out again. Rav Tal, as I mentioned before, is amazing because Rav Tal here is not talking about Yom HaTzmut. Okay, he's not in favor of Yom HaTzmut as a day, but he definitely recognizes the beginning of the Geula. And that's basically what he goes through here in much more length than I'm going through right now. Basically, what he says, though, is that this is the point of what's happening here today, that we have to realize that we have to do our part. Okay, and it's very important for us to do our part. But he says, how do we know what our part is? We have to do our part according to the Torah. We can't start saying, well, because we come to Israel, we can do whatever we want. You can't just, it's not a free-for-all here. We have to follow what the Torah says within the boundaries of the Torah, which, of course, is his critique on the government and, you know, things that have happened, which, again, you see today, unfortunately, there are a lot of problems that things are going against, you know, against halacha in very major ways. We'll come back to that in just a second. But he says, basically, that in addition to that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's pulling everything. Everything that's happening is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. So if you realize that we have an obligation, an imperative, to go and make this state big and great and make the Geula happen, but at the same time, we can't say that it's Kochi Yotzim Yadi. Okay? It's not us. We know it's not us. It's Hashem working through us. If we just get started, Hashem will make the miracles happen. And that's basically what we see today. He has a whole mashal here about tefillah also, about the Geula of tefillah, the way that the Baal Shem Tov has a whole thing about how you try to redeem yourself, a personal Geula. That's the same thing as the national Geula here, about how you have to start yourself with trying to work on your tefillah. I'm not going to get into it now. Very, very interesting parallel. But basically, what he says here, he says, "Bayamim eileh shel talich ha'geula, during these days of the process of the geula, b'niyat ha'koma shel itkashrut l'ruach Hashem, hi ha'avodah ha'gedolah shelanu. Our building of the level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ruach, that's our avoda." Okay, meaning we see in Eretz Yisrael today, Baruch Hashem, you know, the bones are here, okay, so to speak, and the skin is there, and the gidim are here. The spirit is half here and half not here. He said that's part of specifically today, and you see that's from his work in the yeshiva. That's exactly what they push. But for ourselves also, the rest of us too, our work today is not only building the bones and, you know, the skin of Eretz Yisrael of Medina Yisrael. Baruch Hashem is getting done quite nicely. We have to inject the spirit. We have to inject the ruach into Medina Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, it's happening, but very, very slowly. Unfortunately, we still have so many people here in Israel that are, you know, that are not religious yet, and even many that are, but they're not totally religious. They're on the way, they're traditional, they believe in God, but they're not quite there yet in terms of doing everything. And all we have to do is just be ourselves, okay? The more people that we have in the country that believe in God and are excited about being here and don't say, oh, we don't want to be here anymore, we want to go do Dirida. We say we want to be here because this is our land and we're excited about it. And, you know, people that live here see that and say, wow, I can't believe you guys actually came here with all the problems here. You came on your own. Because that's a really amazing thing. There's people that, you know, that this state will be influenced. Rav Schechter likes to say this also, by the way, that, you know, the reason why more people need to come to Israel is because we need more balance in this country, more, you know, Anglos to come and balance out things a little bit. But you see it slowly by slowly, the more Anglos there are and the more Olim there are from other countries, the more that Medina Yisrael is moving forward. We hope in the right direction. At the same time, unfortunately, we do have a lot of problems here, you know, all the problems of, you know, disengagement and getting out of the land and following orders and problems with the army and, you know, religious life in the army and everything that's going on these days. You know, we see that things are not done yet. And that's basically what, you know, this whole period of time is about. Where we're sort of like quasi-Geula, half-Geula, half-not-Geula. We're sort of like right in the middle of the stage of, you know, the stages of coming back to Eretz Yisrael and living a Torah life here and having the full Geula. And Rav Tal develops this also a little bit more, which I'm not getting into now. But basically, and that's also, by the way, what Yom HaZikaron is about, unfortunately. Here's the push, obviously, for the Likadoshim website that whoever hasn't signed up yet. So I learned Davin of Gemara in memory of the soldiers that died. We're almost there, only 100, whatever it is, 140 daf left. Likadoshim.com is a great way to help out. But it's the same idea. You know, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have soldiers dying. No, not 50 years ago and not today. We wouldn't have that. But because we're sort of in a mix here, we're sort of in the middle, halfway there and halfway not there. So we have lots of, you know, difficult parts and lots of amazing things in this land. And that's basically what you see here on day-to-day life. It's back and forth between, wow, you look and you see all these amazing things and amazing, you know, belief that people have in this country of God and helping each other out and et cetera, et cetera. And at the same time, all the problems and all the difficulties and all the terror attacks and this and that. And that's basically, you know, what we say. There are many sources. Rav Kook talks about this a little bit, and there's a famous quote in the Yerushalmi, which says that the Geula is like the beginning of the dawn. Okay, there was two stages, Amorim, that were walking, and they see the dawn. And one of them says to the other, look at this. This is Kachi Geula San Shal Yisrael. This is the way the redemption is going to come, little by little. Kima Kima, right? So that's the dawn comes very, very slowly. Over, you know, if you stand there and watch and wait for the sun to come up, it happens very, very slowly. But it happens. And that's basically where we are right now. And you look outside and you see the amazing building that's going on in this country. And where we live in just daily life is flowered and exploded. And not just daily life, but even Torah life. And this is part of one of the contradictions of this country. You know, the amount of Torah being learned in this country is so much more than ever was before. It's an amazing thing. And a lot of it is funded by the government. And yet at the same time, the same government is forcing people to do things, you know, leave their homes in places where, you know, that are part of Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes are forcing people to do things, you know, religiously they wouldn't want to do in the army and other things like that. It's crazy, you know, but that's where we live. Those are our times, and all we can do basically is take this message and try to do our part, meaning realize that we have an obligation to do as much as we can in this country by being here and moving here, and even if we can't move here, but at least to fund and support in whatever way you can. And at the same time, realize this is not us. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same way that the bones took, you know, were made alive by Hashem, but were pushed by Chezkel and by the bones themselves, so too we have to daven to Hashem that He should help us do the right thing, help us and give us the right inspiration of what to do. And hopefully in that light, we should be able to celebrate Yom HaTzimut and Yom HaZikaron for what they are, to take the sadness and the difficulties and recognize them and realize that we're not there yet and mourn. And at the same time, celebrate what we do have and realize that we are well on our way, hopefully, to the Geula. And we just need to do a little more on our part and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a little bit more to get to the Geula Shlema. Shall we zochet have a wonderful festive Yom HaTzimut. Thank Hashem for everything that He's given us and continue to daven to Hashem that we should have the rest of the story. The final parts of the Geula should be here very, very soon.
It's written very well with the whole framework of Yom HaTzimut being a chaos between, like, the process between Pesach and Shavuot, of course, the physical Geula being the spiritual.
Right, right.
And it's part of the process.
Right.
Like, if you look at, you know, you've got the Bachan or, and
right, the Ruach HaShavuos. Right, right. And we know that. That's what some of the Chazal say. That, you know, that they're not. That they didn't really have so much knowledge. Or they didn't have so much understanding before the Torah was given. They're sort of like a people without a religion. They didn't have whatever. A lot of things about that. So yeah, same idea. Yeah, yes.
It's amazing that we have Yom HaTzimut.
Right in the middle of that time. Yeah, yeah. It's also interesting they say that Nisan is the time that we're going to be. Nisan is the time we're going to be redeemed. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. This is according to one opinion. And this is an ER. Both Yom HaTzimut and Yerushalayim are an ER, which is like, it's like one off from the month, which sort of makes you think that like this is Hashem's way of showing us we're almost there, but not quite. You know, you didn't quite get there yet, but we're on the way. I mean, this is like part of, this is on the direction of the Geula. We're almost at Nisan, the Nisan Geula, but it's one off. It's in the process, but it's not, you know, I don't know, something to think about.